So we've got a couple of notices. Bruce has just found out that there's going to be, what do they call them, Father Christmas breakfast in this bit, but we're going to move up the other end for a couple of Sundays, and it's the 14th and 21st. So obviously we'll remind everyone as we go, but we'll be up where we often have coffee, at the up where the long table is and the big window. So we're going to be up there for a change. So, but perhaps we can leave somebody on the door or someone hovering here to remind people who come in the wrong door. But that's not till 14th, 21st of December. And the other thing is on 30th of November, Sunday evening, at Jean and Stuart's, we're going to have a Songs of Praise evening. And it's actually timed with the anniversary of Brian's mum passing away. Is that right, Brian? And he's got a favourite song that he would like to have. So we decided to have a Songs of Praise evening. So if you could all let me know quite quickly if you have a favourite song or hymn you'd like to sing that evening, so that we can, Bruce, I believe, has said he'll do a booklet. Is that right? Bless you, Bruce. Thank you. So Bruce will do a booklet of all our songs. And then we'll do them on that Sunday evening. But we'll talk about that more as we're leading up to it. But if you could let me know, as I say, or Richard, quite quickly, what you would like to sing that evening. Okay, thank you. I have two already. Three that I know about. So. No, I'm only doing one. Right. Oh, wait, shall I just carry on? Apparently. Yes, it is. Today. Yeah, Jean on Wednesday. Yes, so could we sing to Jean as well? Otherwise people think I'm singing to myself.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jilly. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
So, good morning, everyone. Forgot that bit. Well, it is a special day in all sorts of ways, not just celebrating birthdays, but Bruce is going to be speaking on the Holy Spirit, and the message title is We Are to Be Filled. So we're very excited to hear this message, and we've got some wonderful songs to sing to go with the message this morning. And I'll pray in a moment, and then we're going to start with Jesus is Lord, creation's voice proclaims it. So, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for being here. Lord, thank you for each and every one of us and all those who are online. And Lord, we do lift Rita to you this morning, as we're not sure why she's not here. So we send our love to her and prayers too. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you that we can worship you every day. Whatever the occasion, we are worshiping you because of who you are and because of what you've done in our lives. So thank you, Jesus. And thank you that you didn't leave us on our own, but you sent your Holy Spirit to dwell within each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And in this hymn it says, Jesus is Lord o'er sin the mighty conqueror. From death he rose, and all his foes shall own his name. Jesus is Lord. God sends his Holy Spirit to show by works of power that Jesus is Lord.
Is this one on?
It's, yeah, I think it's because we were waiting a while.
There's no lights.
They've gone off. Sorry, folks. Speakers went off.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Move among us with holy fire as we lay aside all earthly desire. Hands reach out and our hearts aspire. Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Holy Spirit, we welcome you.
Now let us come to our Lord in prayer. O God, our Creator and Provider, we thank you for all the daily provision you share with us. And yet, we know that there are many who are not provided for. We thank you for the many food banks that are appearing to help those with this problem. We thank you, Lord, for all that those people do in running those food banks and seeing that people are not left in that terrible way. But Lord, also, we want to thank you for the opportunity for our spiritual food, which we know we can receive from you, and there are many who are spiritually hungry. We pray that using the gifts and the fruit of the Spirit, we may help to provide this spiritual food. Lord, we want to pray for those that cannot be with us. We think of John, we think of Helen, of Stuart and Jean, of Rita and April. Lord, we know that there is a problem on the road too, and that will halt some people who want to be here. But Lord, we also want to thank you for the people who will be joining in our worship online. Meet their needs, Lord, we pray also. And Lord, will you speak to us? Will you challenge us? Will you equip us to introduce a special life-giving food that will change the lives of many? Lord, will you examine us? Will you help us? Will you make sure that we go out in your name with the power of the Spirit working in and through us? These and all our prayers we ask in the wonderful name of our Saviour, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
And a new song we're going to sing, Holy Spirit, Living Breath of God. And in verse 3, the words fit in so well with what Bruce was just praying. Holy Spirit, from creation's birth, giving life to all that God has made, show your power once again on earth. Cause your church to hunger for your ways. May the fragrance of our prayers arise. Lead us on the road of sacrifice, that in unity the face of Christ will be clear for all the world to to see. And you'll notice I've changed the last line to will be clear for all the world to see. So Holy Spirit, living breath of God.
Come to our Bible reading for today. It comes from John, from the Gospel of John. It's the end of chapter 15 and the beginning of chapter 16. And it's going to be brought to us by Deborah.
When the Advocate comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who goes out from the Father, he will testify about me. And you also must testify, for you have been with me from the beginning. All this I have told you, so that you will not fall away. They will put you out of the synagogues. In fact, the time is coming when anyone who kills you will think they are offering a service to God. They will do such things because they have not known the Father or me. I have told you this so that when this time comes, you will remember that I warned you about them. I did not tell you this from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. None of you asks me where I am going. Rather, you are filled with grief because I have said these things. But very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the Advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. When he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. About sin, because people do not believe in me. About righteousness, because I am going to the Father, where you can see me no longer. And about judgment, because the prince of this world now stands condemned. I have so much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me, because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you.
Right. Thank you very much, Deborah. Yes, it was John's Gospel, but who is speaking? It is, of course, Jesus himself. That is the word of our Lord and Saviour.
So we're going to sing Jesus, Jesus, Holy and Anointed One. Your name is like honey on my lips, your spirit like water to my soul. Your word is a lamp unto my feet. Jesus, I love you.
Jesus.
We know, I am sure, that when Jesus returned to the Father after the resurrection, we know that as Jesus had promised, God sent the Holy Spirit into the world in a new and wonderful way. The Holy Spirit had been there before, but now the Holy Spirit comes, and comes in a wonderful and powerful way. And as we look at it, I've chosen to bring you two thoughts for us to look at what is happening. The first one is that there are far-reaching rivers of life. There are, when the Spirit came. Oh, yes. And the other one is that we're going to look at fountains of blessings. Because when the Spirit came, and when the Spirit is working today, there are fountains of blessings. So let us look into these two points. First of all, a river reaches places which its source never knows. And Jesus said that if we have received his fullness, rivers of living water will flow out of us, reaching in blessing even to the end of the earth. We have nothing to do with the outflow. This is, of course, the work of God. God rarely allows a person to see how great a blessing he is to others. A river is victoriously persistent, overcoming all barriers. For while it goes steadily on its course, but if it comes to an obstacle and for a while is blocked, yet it soon makes a pathway around the obstacle. Or a river will drop out of sight for miles, only later to emerge again, even broader and greater than ever. So I ask this question. Do you see God using the life of others? But an obstacle has come into your life, and you do not seem to be any use to God as you think. But then, what do? You keep on paying attention to the source and to God, and he will either take you around the obstacle or remove it. The river of the Spirit of God, my friends, overcomes all obstacles. The Spirit of God comes, of course, with power. So never focus your eyes on the obstacle or the difficulty. The obstacle would be a matter of total indifference to the river that flows steadily through you. If you will simply remember to stay focused on the source, then never allow anything to come between us and Jesus Christ. Not emotion, not experience. Nothing must keep you from the one great sovereign and its source. So think of the healing and far-reaching rivers developing and nourishing themselves in our souls. Because that's what the Spirit is doing. Oh yes. It's opening up wonderful truths to our minds. And every point that the Spirit has opened is another indication of the wider power of the river of the Spirit, that he will flow through us. If you believe in Jesus, you will find that God has developed and nourished in you mighty rushing rivers of blessing for others. Isn't that wonderful? The Spirit doesn't only equip us, but he equips us for others. The water now, fountains of blessing, the water that I shall give him will become a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Those are the words in John 4, verse 14, and I'll read them again. The water I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. You know, the picture of our Lord described here is not that of a simple stream of water, but it is an overflowing fountain. So we are to continue to be filled with the sweetness of our vital relationship with Jesus, and the Spirit will flow in and through us. So, you know, it's wonderful, isn't it, to think that we don't have to do anything. If you find that the Spirit's life doesn't seem to be springing up in you, you are to blame. Oh, yes. If you don't find the Spirit working in you, you are to blame. You see, Jesus staying on the focus of the source, he is keeping on about the Spirit so that we might be blessed personally. No, we are not the focus on the source, but so that out of the will the Spirit will flow what we could call the rivers of living water. In other words, we are to be fountains through which Jesus can flow as rivers of living water in a blessing to everyone. The Spirit will do wonderful things. The Spirit has brought power. Maybe some of us are like the Dead Sea, always receiving but never giving, because our relationship is not right with the Lord Jesus. Now, as surely as we receive blessings from him, he will pour out, yes, he will. He will pour out blessings through us. As surely as we receive blessings from him, he will work in us in wonderful ways. Is there anything between you and Jesus, I wonder? Is there any hindering in your faith in him? If not, then Jesus says that out of you, will flow rivers of living water. It is not a blessing that you pass on, or an experience that you should share with others, but a river that continually flows through you. That's what it is. The Spirit is flowing through us. Oh, isn't it wonderful? But if we don't feel that the Spirit is working in us, what must we do? We must stay at the source, closely guarding our faith in Jesus and our relationship to him. And then we will find that there will be a ready and a steady flow into the lives of others who have no dryness? Is it too excessive to say that the rivers will flow out of one individual believer? Do you look at yourself and say, but I don't see the rivers? Through the history of God's work, my friends, you will usually find that he has started with the obscure, the unknown, and the ignored. And those who have been steadfastly true to Jesus Christ. So what is all this saying? Yes, the Spirit is there. The Spirit is working in us. But my friends, our relationship with the risen Lord Jesus must be a true one. The Spirit will work very favorably if we keep our belief in the risen Lord Jesus. So, the Spirit works in us first to equip us in our own service, but also to equip others for their service. So don't let people you know who have the Spirit, do not let them think that they can't feel the Spirit. They can't experience the Spirit. Because you know, if that's so, there's something wrong with their faith. Because the faith says that because we love Jesus, because Jesus is the risen Christ who has been back to the Father and working in and for us, because of all that, we know, as Jesus promised, the Spirit will do wonders. If our faith is weak, well, my friends, we need to make it stronger, don't we? We need to make sure that we believe that the Spirit is working in us. We need to stay with the Spirit. We need to let the Spirit sweep into us and take control. For without the Spirit, well, life's not going to be what it should be. We need the Spirit. Like a flowing river, we want the Spirit to flow through our church, through our friends, through our family, through the whole nation, don't we? Oh yes, the nation needs the Spirit at this time. I just say to you, friends, we must believe. We must put our faith in the Spirit. And even if we can't feel the Spirit moving, I can tell you this, the Spirit is moving. Oh, you can't say the Spirit doesn't move. And if you can't have a personal relationship with the Spirit, then A, I feel sorry for you, but also reach out, share your thoughts with others, and make sure that the Spirit is your all in all. Because here we get our strength. Here we get our direction. Here we get our encouragement. Here we get so much. Thank you, God, for sending the Spirit. Amen.
Oh, Thank you, Bruce. And just before communion, we're going to sing Look to the Cross. It says, He gave me newness of life as He rose up from that tomb. He sent His Holy Spirit to bring power to His own. He drew near to me and called me to look to Him in all I do. He made a plan for my life and will help me follow through.
Look to the cross, look to the cross. When the joy set before me, He went to the cross. Now I am free, now I am free. When the joy set before me, He rescued me. Look to the cross, look to the cross. When the joy set before me,
now we have an invitation to communion, an invitation to the table. Come to the table, not because we must, but because we may. Not because we are strong, but because we are weak. Come not because of any goodness of our own gives us a right to come, but come because we need mercy and help. Come because we love the Lord a little and would like to love him more. Come because he loves us and gave himself for us. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. And so we say, take the bread in remembrance that Jesus died for us, and feed on him in our hearts with faith and thanksgiving. We take the bread as it is served, and here comes Jesus took the cup and he said, this cup is the new covenant sealed by my blood. Whenever you drink it, Jesus said, do this in memory of me. We invite you to take the wine when it's served, but hold on to it so that when everyone is served, we can all drink together. And Brian, you're coming forward. Thank you. Jesus gave his life for us. Let us drink and be truly thankful. Let us pray. God of grace, you have called us to be your disciple people and gathered us to your table. Here we have tasted new wine of your kingdom. Empower us by your Spirit that we may be the gospel people sharing the good news with others. In the name of Jesus, our Saviour, we ask this prayer. Amen. I must admit, I'm very glad that Ginny has chosen this last hymn, O God, a burning, cleansing flame. Send the fire today. It's a favourite of mine. Amen. It's an old hymn, but it's a favourite. Thank you, Ginny.
Richard took choices for the last song. He chose us. Speak.
Oh God, don't hurt me.
Fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.